Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
In just about every digital transformation I've ever been involved with in my career, if not every digital transformation, there has been a critical decision of should we delay go live or should we stay the course and stay on track and implement on time. So how do we know whether or not it's time to delay our go live? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO and founder of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And with every digital transformation that we work with, there's inevitably a question of whether or not we should continue with go live. Oftentimes there's a milestone towards the end of a project that's called the go, no go decision. This is typically that final checkpoint to make sure that everything's ready or that at the very least we're comfortable with the risk profile of a go live. But oftentimes there's even times earlier in a project before you get to that go, no go decision that it becomes clear that something's not right, something's not on track, and the go live milestone that's been defined in our plan is simply too risky. But oftentimes organizations struggle with, do we delay the go live? Is it better to delay the go live? Is it better to stay the course and just go live on time? And organizations oftentimes are shooting in the dark or flying blind trying to figure out what the right answer is. So what I want to do today is talk about some of the considerations you should think about as you think about whether or not you need to delay your go live. And be sure to stay tuned to the end of this video because I'm going to give you some advice on steps to avoid, things you should not do when going through the decision of whether or not to delay your go live. Now, for more information on implementation best practices, including go live planning, I encourage you to download a book I recently wrote that's called Lessons from Over 1,000 Digital Transformations. You can read this book by clicking on the links below, or you can scan the QR code on the screen in front of you. And I've also included links to other resources below that I think will help you through your digital transformation journey. So I encourage you to check out some of those resources I've included below. Before getting into the reasons why you might consider delaying your go live, it's important to back up and understand that the go live milestone is just one step in a transformation process. Now, granted, of course, it's a very important step, don't get me wrong, but it is just one step. Not everything is going to be perfect by the time you get to go live. In fact, it's very common that after go live, you're going to continue to optimize, you're going to continue to stabilize, you're going to try to maximize the value you're getting out of your investment and in your overall transformation, and things just won't be at that point that you ever want it to be at the time of go live. But the key here is to recognize or understand what's good enough. How far do we really need to be to ensure that go live is not only non-eventful, but one that doesn't disrupt the business and one that sets us up for success in a better business optimization going forward. So that's the first thing, is recognize that it's just one step in a process. It's a major milestone. It should not be taken lightly, but the go live itself is not the last step in the process. There's more opportunity to optimize and ensure that you stabilize the implementation that you've just gone through. One of the most important things you can do, and one of the most important questions you can ask yourself, is what is the cost of delaying go live, and how does that cost compare to the cost if you don't delay go live? And this is really important, and this is something that not enough organizations even think about, because too often when we're in the midst of a transformation, in the midst of an implementation, we cannot wait to get to that go live. Our team's tired, we're stressed out, there's a lot of chaos. We've been talking about and doing this stuff for months and years now. We just want to see those results live in use within our organization. And oftentimes, higher ups, board of directors, the executive team, they've grown impatient. They are tired of spending money on this. They're tired of the distraction and they want you to hit that go live. So there's a lot of pressure to hit go live. There's a lot of pressure to make sure you don't delay the project, that you don't add to the costs of the implementation. But what oftentimes gets overlooked is what's on the other side of that. If we don't delay go live, then yes, we may save money in the short term by containing the cost and containing the time to whatever milestone we've set, but what does that go live look like? And what is the damage that that could cause to our business? We've seen clients that have gotten into such big messes that they myopically focused on hitting a go-live date, only to find that they spent exponentially more cleaning up the mess after the fact than they would have spent if they just spent a little bit more getting the implementation and the go-live itself right. You have to think about it from the perspective of not just the project itself, but your business operations. You might save a little bit of money on the project to hit a go-live date, but if you hit that go-live date well before you're ready and you introduce more risk into the organization, now suddenly you're talking about lost revenue, lost profits, irritated customers, decreased shareholder value. There's a huge potential financial implication on the downside of not delaying your go-live. And that's the trade-off, and that's the art and science that you've got to blend and look at when you're trying to consider, do we stay the course and hit the go-live, or do we make sure we get it right? We might spend a little bit more time and money than we want to, but in some ways that becomes somewhat of an insurance policy to ensure that we don't have a problem that's much bigger than an expanded budget on the implementation. Now, when this decision is being made about should we delay our go-live or not, inevitably you're going to have a diverse set of opinions, and that's normal, and that's to be expected within any sort of organization. You're going to have people internally that are on board with staying the course and not delaying go-live. You're going to have others that think you should delay go-live, and then you're going to have outside voices, third-party vendors that are going to be telling you something as well. And it's important to recognize where those motives are coming from and where those recommendations are coming from. If, for example, you've structured your team to get a go-live bonus, chances are pretty high they're going to push really hard, no matter what, to hit that go-live date because they're going to get bonused on it. Same with the software vendor. If they're in a not-to-exceed or a fixed-bid contract, you can be assured that they're going to want you to hit that go-live date because they don't want to spend more time and money on the project because that cuts into their margin. So you just have to recognize and understand where the economic incentives are and where the self-interest might be, because that can bias a decision that may or may not be aligned with what the best answer is for the organization. And it's important to understand this so you can cut through that bias and look objectively at what the right answer is for your organization.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, one option and one strategy that's very viable that a lot of organizations don't consider in this sort of binary decision of do we delay go live or not is what you do or what you could do if you were to delay go live. So in other words, if you delay go live, it may be assumed that you're going to run at that same monthly run rate of the project cost for whatever the extended period is. But what you may find, especially if you catch it early enough in the process and if you make the decision to push out a go live early enough in the process, is you can recast the entire plan and the way you've staffed the project so that you don't burn as much time and money as you might otherwise. So for example, let's just say, to use round numbers here, you're spending $200,000 per month on your project on average right now. Every month that goes by, you're spending $200,000 on consultants and technical implementers and people that are supporting your project. And it's projected to go for six more months. Well, let's just say you decide to push the go live date out to 9 months. So instead of going live 6 months from now, you're going to go live 9 months from now. Instead of assuming that you're going to spend $200,000 now for 9 months instead of six, you may say, actually, we're going to throttle that back a bit to maybe 150 or 160K a month, and we're going to slow down that run rate and stretch it out. And that's an option that a lot of organizations don't think about, partly because they just don't think of that as a viable option, but also because your system integrator and your technical implementers may push back on that. They may not like that option because it's deferring their revenue. But again, back to the point about economic incentive, we need to look past individual economic incentives and look at the business. What's most important and what's the best answer for our business? And if the right answer is to push out the go-live date, then one option we have to sort of minimize the negative impact of delaying a go live is to throttle back the run rate and right size that run rate so we're not spending more money than we need to. Now, of course, the problem that organizations oftentimes face is when they get that initial proposal from their software vendor that assumes, say, 12-month implementation duration, it may be that that 12 months was never realistic. It was always going to be 18 months or 24 months, but that doesn't mean that the software vendor is going to necessarily on their own throttle back the staffing to accommodate for an 18 or 24-month implementation. So it's incumbent on you, the organization implementing, to push back and ask the tough questions of, do we need that run rate and can we throttle that back so that we can extend the run rate if we do decide that a go live further into the future is most appropriate for our organization. Now, there's another option if you do decide that it's not palatable to your organization to push the go live date, and that option is to cut scope. You might decide that we're going to hold steady on our go live date as it stands now, but instead of trying to accomplish as much as we thought we would by that date, we're going to throttle back our scope. And one thing I'd recommend here is to make sure that you throttle back scope from a technical perspective. If you're going to cut anywhere, cut the technology piece, because if you cut technical scope, you're going to reduce technical complexity, and it's going to free up time and resources for you to make sure you get the people and the operational components of your transformation right. If you get those two things right, you're much more likely to have a successful transformation, even if you don't get as much technology out of the transformation as you might have originally thought. So that's another consideration as well. And again, I'm trying to give you some recommendations here that aren't just either or answers. These are ways that you can sort of navigate the complexities and the politics of these decisions while giving you alternatives to give you different ways to think through the scenarios that you have in front of you. Now, when navigating the decision of whether or not to delay a go live, there's a few things that I encourage you not to do. And these are common mistakes that organizations make when they're going through this decision. One of the first things that organizations do early in a project is a way to speed up the implementation and a way to hit a go live is to skip the implementation readiness and the overall project planning. They think that if we skip that 2 or 3 month period or whatever period that's going to be in the early stages, we've just freed up 2 or 3 months. But the reality is in the short term, yes, you have sped things up by 2 or 3 months, but I can assure you with nearly 100% certainty that you're going to spend a lot more on the implementation itself than the time you saved by not doing implementation planning and readiness up front. So that's one thing that I would make sure you do not do, is to skip your implementation readiness and planning. Another shortcut organizations think they can do to speed up their go live is to bypass or skip the future state business process definition. They think that, hey, we'll just deploy new technology. That technology will give us the answers of how we're going to run our business going forward. This too is a bad mistake, because what it does is, yes, it speeds things up in the short term, but what it does is it creates so much chaos and confusion and uncertainty later in the project with lack of direction on the project that you're going to spend exponentially more time trying to figure out what you want to be when you grow up, while the meter's running, while you're in the midst of the project, than if you would have just taken the time up front to define your future state before you got too far into the technology implementation. Another really common and very risky proposition is to skip or accelerate the user acceptance testing process. Too often organizations think, we have 3 or 4 cycles of user acceptance testing right now. What if we were just to do 1 or 2 cycles? We could shave a bunch of time off our implementation timeline and we're more likely to hit our go live. This is a really bad decision, because what that does is it dramatically escalates the risk profile of your project. It dramatically increases the potential for resistance to change, because now people haven't fully vetted and gained comfort with the future state. And there's a whole host of other reasons why you don't want to do this. So bypassing or glossing over user acceptance testing is something you absolutely do not want to do as a way to try to hit a go live milestone. Another thing that organizations tend to want to do to make it more likely to hit a milestone of go live is to gloss over or skip altogether change management and training activities. In other words, organizations say, hey, let's just not spend a lot of time on change management. Let's spend the couple weeks before go live training end users on how to use the system, and we'll call that our change management strategy. This is a recipe for disaster too, because what it's doing is it's speeding up your project. It's making it more likely that you're going to get to your go live faster, but it's making it much more likely that your go live is going to be extremely ugly and messy, especially from an operational and organizational perspective. So skipping or glossing over change management and training is a way to try to hit your go live milestone is absolutely something you do not want to do. And one final recommendation of something not to do is to ignore the risks of your transformation. Oftentimes when you're coming up on a go live, you want to tell yourself good news. You've been through a lot of chaos, there's been a lot of stress, there's a lot of concern about whether or not we're going to hit a go live date, and you start to get biases and you start to hear what you want to hear and you start to get yourself into an echo chamber of good news and seeing what you want to see, which is we can hit this go live, everything is going to be fine. That may be true, but you're coming up on uncharted territory here and it's very risky to go live to begin with. And the last thing you want to do is escalate that risk by not identifying what the risks are. But if you don't have a comprehensive understanding of what the risks are and you haven't identified how you're going to mitigate those risks, the risks aren't going to go away just because you haven't identified them. So the key here is to recognize what those risks are and understand that if you don't have a pretty robust list of risks identified already, chances are they're there, you just haven't identified them yet. So you want to make sure you don't ignore risk. You want to make sure that you have someone objective helping you identify what those risks are, not to be overly negative or not to create undue concern, but to make sure we can tackle those risks head on and make it more likely that we hit our goal live on time and on budget, or at the very least, we can make an educated decision of whether or not it's appropriate for us to go live at this time. So I hope this has provided you some guidance on how to navigate this tough decision of whether or not we stick to our original go live date or if we delay the go live. It's never an easy answer. There's a lot of politics and internal dynamics, organizational dynamics that I haven't gotten into here today, and I understand what those challenges are, but I wanted to provide some objective reasoning and logic to how you can make that decision in an unemotional way, in a very objective way. Now, for more information on how to navigate your go live and other aspects of your digital transformation, I encourage you to read my ebook called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. And in this book, I talk about 20 major lessons from having helped over 1,000 organizations throughout the last 25 years in their digital transformation journeys. You can read that paper by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below in the description field where I've included a link to that book as well as other resources that are meant to help you through your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.